Ecolab's hygiene-oriented nerds now play a crucial role in industries ranging from hotels, hospitals and water supply to fracking, a method of extracting natural gas. Many of these seem set for rapid growth. As a result, its share price has more than doubled since August 2011, adding more than $1 billion to the fortune of its biggest shareholder, Bill Gates. Merritt Osborne, a former travelling salesman, founded the company in St. Paul, Minnesota in 1923. Its first product was Absorbit, an instant carpet cleaner that spared hotels the disruption of shutting down when carpets got dirty. The firm's original name, Economics Laboratory, showed that Osborne had a broader mission, to use science to solve customers' problems. A year after its founding, the company acquired Soilax, a non-sudsing cleaning agent that worked better than soap in the newfangled dishwashers that were catching on in restaurants. More recently, Ecolab has gone global alongside customers like McDonald's and Marriott Hotels. Last year, its revenues were nearly $12 billion. Almost from the start, an important strategy has been to win entry into a firm, then circle the customer by selling additional services. It often charges more than its rivals, but reckons that customers will pay extra for money-saving chemistry and systems design. Around 25,000 of its 44,000 employees deal directly with customers, providing advice and training their workers how to dispense chemicals properly. Ecolab's research labs test deadly microbes from hospitals, plot ways to kill bedbugs more effectively, and adjust chemical recipes to suit the water quality at customers' multiple locations. As hotel chains vie to offer the most comfortable beds, Ecolabbers investigate how to keep sheets soft after repeated washings. Disney has sent in theme park costumes. Ecolab's job is to keep Mickey's and Minnie's outfits from fading. Redesigning customers' processes to cut waste is a constant theme.